Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Start building better habits.
Hold on. Is this live? It's live?
Okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bald and the Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I am Melissa.
Kevin.
I'm Angel.
Marcus.
And we review the show Married at First Sight, season 13. And yeah, so we're going to go ahead and get started because yesterday's episode was boring.
I want Michaela to destroy some furniture again.
I know, Tasmanian devil,
give me something,
girl.
Give me something exciting.
You know what's bad
again.
Is it's not even boring like everything's going good. It's boring bad, which is twice as bad.
Yes.
It's just boring.
Yeah. Come on.
I think it's boring. Yeah, I think the combination of boring and knowing where it's going.
Why? Yeah. Y'all
There's
can't surprise
literally
us.
No surprises, it seems, on the horizon. It feels like... You know, I've got to have this last conversation. Then I'll know.
This is
you
the,
peed on her.
This is the one where I wanted the producer interference to stop.
Right.
When Ryan said, do I continue to make this work? Or do I find someone new? Because ultimately, I want to be married and have kids.
You ain't been in this apartment in a week.
We're going to hit the producers on each couple. Because I had something to say on every time. You could hear the producers saying
basically
what they were saying.
Ryan saying like that with his new girlfriend on the other side of the camera.
Exactly.
She's like, are you almost done? Because I'm ready. Chipotle is going to close soon.
She came in frame like Johnny. It's like, are you done yet, babe?
Yes.
No, okay.
Who do y'all think we are?
Who are you fooling?
Mira and Gil is the only people that I feel like even have a chance.
And I hate that they throwing salt into their relationship. Then let's just get into it.
Okay, let's go and start with Ryan and what's that girl's name? Brett. Let's start with Brett and Ryan.
Listen, Brett. You talk about
I'm not
letting you get away with
nothing.
Well, that wasn't your fault. Of course, it wasn't my fault.
She said, I know that.
I didn't do that on purpose. Good to know.
You didn't deserve that. I sure didn't.
Yeah, I sure didn't.
I have Thanks to for say saying that she handled this situation with a level of class in shortness that I have no idea how it's possible. There is no way in any universe that I would have handled the ass that Ryan was as well as she did.
Yes.
She's dead inside.
We all want people to do when we watch this show, when they're with someone that doesn't treat them right. We want them to act exactly like her.
Yes. Shut down, put up that blast, still be cordial with everybody else. Be cordial with that person, but this is not going anywhere, and I'm going to make it obvious that it's not.
Right.
Victory formation. I got the game is over. I got 3 downs to do the game. I'm not going to run no plays.
No.
Why?
Oh, why bother?
Risk getting injured? Nah, I ain't going to put nobody good in.
Yeah, he tried to sneak in. I had to grab a couple of things. It looks like he had everything already.
Come on. What else is there left?
Before she even said it, I'm like, what is he there for? Yeah.
Listen,
she's going to grab the smell?
She is not playing with nothing.
That in my pocket.
She was dead before the dating thing was like.
Yeah. I feel almost, like she was holding out hope.
Nah, babe.
No.
She was done by the couple's retreat. We're going to sleep in the same bed. Why?
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
She was being nice. She was done.
But then I feel like, my bad, go ahead, Angel.
No, I don't.
I feel like the thing about it is after the couple's retreat and then
you kept going.
I don't think she was done at the couple's retreat.
Continue.
I think if he would have actually did some work, she would have let him back in. But just thinking you going, you just going to come up in the bedroom with me when we ain't had no discussion?
Right. And you going to say it in front of company?
Yeah. No.
Oh, now I hate you again.
Yeah.
On the first day. She was your boy making eggs. Y'all ain't here. I'm making 12 eggs. That's just a weird thing to eat alone.
Yes.
Regardless of the fact that we're all hungry.
Right.
But at that point, he didn't care.
He didn't care, and neither does she.
But what's crazy is he did all this, quote unquote opening up to her the day before decision day, like too right. little too late. Who do, she don't care now. And that's also, obvious.
His campaign speech, basically, yeah. for lack of a better,
I don't know if feelings are going to come.
You didn't try to do anything,
not one thing,
to make something happen.
Not a this, single solitary.
This is not a nothing. Regular
gun range. Just like what?
You just went and did stuff you like to do. Like you didn't try to get to know
he
her.
He never tried.
He never tried. So why are you repeating that same line? Right. And then you disrespected her. I feel like she felt like. Oh, you tried to play me.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
He did disrespect her.
Absolutely.
Like anybody should have been on dating apps. It should have been her. She knew it was over a long time ago. He never really tried to come towards her at all and then had the nerve to embarrass her. She like, bro, just finish my episode out.
And again, on the producer thing, it's like they had to give him those words. Because it's like this boy was incapable of communicating this entire time.
The entire time.
Until... 12 hours before they say yes or no.
And not only he's like, I feel dumb about it. I feel stupid. That's not what I want to hear.
I agree.
No, because that just means that you didn't finesse it the right way.
Right.
That's what I don't like about him is that as wrong as he's done her, he be like, man, I just really hate myself for this.
Yeah, I don't want to hear no woe is me.
I hate you too.
Okay, at least we agree on that.
We agree on something.
He deserves it all. And I'm not going to feel slander,
bad about you. I'm not going to feel bad for you.
No.
Right. Yeah.
She has, and she, listen.
And
she,
I she love when you are him. Short with people when you know you are done and she your answers are short, no very like staccato style. Right. That is my favorite type
she
of petty.
She said, once
that,
my dog she, died, my heart turned to cold. Yeah. You get no emotions from me.
What's funny is she's my type of done. Like when I get done with something, it's like, this don't exist no more.
Basically.
Yes.
Oh, you're
but
here?
I love that she's just not letting him get away with anything.
Because you know what? She can walk away. I'm done.
All right. You're okay?
Hold your arm up. Get her elbow, Kev. You gotta get oxygen to the lungs.
She said, all right. All okay, right.
I'm all right.
I got my CPR card in my wallet.
That was a lot of commotion for me to forget what I was going to say.
No. Oh, that's right.
It didn't matter. We keep saying the same thing. Basically, yeah,
she does.
Yay for her.
She looked like she.
I know what I was going to say.
Say it.
She can walk away knowing that she tried.
Right.
And she tried up until the moment she decided no more.
Yeah. And not only that, that's what I said to Marcus. I said, I feel for her because she is the type of person that would have made it work.
Yes.
Had he just been like, well, I'm just going to be here. We're going to see.
She minimum.
Yeah.
That's all he had to do.
Minimal effort. And I feel like she would have been all in.
That's what I was telling Angel. Like, she would have probably, she would have made somebody on this show that came on the show for the same reasons. She would have made them a very happy person. They would have been a really good couple.
Yes.
But I was like, how does Married at First Sight pick somebody like him to get with somebody like her when she's like, absolutely. She would have made anything work. You could have been a head and shoulders.
And the fact that she was just pretty much.
Yeah.
The fact that she just was able to keep a cool head the entire time. Yep. I also shout out to her MVP friend on the phone. She was like, I mean, he's just upset because he didn't get what he ordered. She said, neither did you. She said, hello. Hello. Surely
that
did.
That was the best.
Surely did not.
That I'm was the sure best.
I ordered a Mercedes-Benz and this little Corolla.
Broke down.
You got a Mazda Miata.
Yeah.
I know that's not what I ordered, but she was willing to drive that thing off into the sunset if she had it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that friend, I was like, thank you.
Yeah, I was
thank
too.
You, because we keep talking about he doesn't like her, but we don't really know how she feels about him. As a person. She's just like, I agreed to do this.
Yes.
I agreed this is how I was going to find my forever person. So it doesn't matter the other things that could be important on the list. Yeah. I made them not important no more.
You know how boring this episode was to me? I was listening to the little 30-second royalty-free songs they be making.
Me too.
I listen to them all the time.
You turn the music so up. Great. Have I found the one? Is it you? It's always like four words.
It's been a long time.
I think Marcus gets mad because
rock on rock.
Always like
I was strong as I could be.
He needs to Texas Longhorn.
I be singing the closed caption.
Oh my God.
Should I say I'm sorry? Should I say goodbye?
She making me so mad.
Who's making these 27-second long songs?
He did the Mirla and Gil, and it was about money.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, I was crying.
Them people be sound like the other people in the Michael Jackson clip.
They do.
And a dude with a make. Michael's like, get me out of here. Why are y'all in the studio next to me? Holding one ear like, let's go home.
tears there.
I mean, they're trying to smile, but they can't.
They can't.
Listen, but they would be able to if they had Smile Brilliant. You fear me. Yes. I'm going to hit you with a couple of facts that Smile Brilliant wants us to share with you. One, teeth whitening does not actually whiten your teeth. It removes the stains from your teeth. All right? So it goes to its natural color. And most people's teeth, they're like off-white or a yellowish tone. There's no problem with that. Teeth whitening does not damage the tooth. It temporarily dehydrates the tooth. And when dehydrated, the pores in the enamel are open or exposed. And open pores invite acids and sugars, which we all know can cause tooth decay. So avoid and minimize acidic and sugary substances for at least 24 hours after whitening. Fact number three. Tooth sensitivity is a result of tooth dehydration. When the pores of the enamel are open, the teeth become dehydrated, exposing the nerve to the element. As the tooth rehydrates, the sensitivity will dissipate. And to accelerate the rehydration and curb the sensitivity, use a post-whitening application known as a remineralization.
Oh, they got the remineralization?
Or desensitize in jail. Fact number four, caps and veneers cannot be whitened. So it's important that you have your teeth whitened before restoring them to their natural color, before having dental work done so they can match your veneers or your caps to your natural tooth color. And fact number five, the key to teeth whitening is the delivery device, okay? As long as whitening products is peroxide-based whitener, it will remove the stains. What differentiates one product from the next is the device that holds the whitening agent to the tooth without interruption. Now, let me tell you, whitening strips, now they're going to neglect all your crevices and your molars, right? And then they just be sliding on your teeth. Like, we're not doing an electric slide across people's teeth. That's not what we want. And you end up having a lot of saliva flooding generic trays that are not fitted to your teeth. And them LED lights that they like to give you, they don't do nothing. You just having a party in your mouth. It's not actually whitening your teeth, Rave right? Style. So the number one whitening device recommended by dentists is a custom fitted tray. And you can have your dentist make you some trays if you want for like $300 or $600. Or you can head over to www.smilebrilliant.com.
That's what I want to do.
Okay. And use their lab direct mail-in process for a fraction of the price that you would pay at a dentist. And if you grind your teeth at night, you can also purchase Smile Brilliant's custom fitted night guards, which we talked about before on this podcast, which again is a fraction of the cost that a dentist would charge. So once again, that is smilebrilliant.com, and use our promo code beautiful for an exclusive The Bald and the Beautiful discount. One more time, that is www.smilebrilliant.com. Promo code beautiful for an exclusive The Bald and the Beautiful discount.
All right. Anything else on Brett and Ryan?
Man. I think it's crazy how, just one more quick thing, how trash he is. And it seems like his sister and Brett are like real cool now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. His sister never helped him at all.
No.
Because she always kept it 1,000.
Was that the same one where that came in? And she was just, oh, yeah, she's the one that told him about the first thing. Like, it seems like it's somebody else.
Every time.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, are you sure? Y'all got the same dad? She was like,
No, I'm not sure.
My dad from Mississippi.
My dad's from Mississippi.
Okay, then let's go to, I'm going to save these heavy hitters. Let's go to Rachel and Jose because they ain't got none either.
Rachel and Jose? Yeah.
I actually want Rachel to... I love that she's like, maybe I'm being naive. Dear Rachel, you are.
Extremely.
He's not going to change. Nah. Jose is who he is. When Dr. Pepper, I don't even remember her saying, when he did his little nice thing, her friend was legit too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Rachel's friend is done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was like, doing them little cars don't mean nothing.
She said, they don't mean a thing.
That was the realest thing. They are trash.
He's trash.
It's like, if you are a good person or about to be a good person or trying to be, you don't need reminders to tell you that.
That's
human nature. Either you trash or you not.
Why?
Right.
Tell them that it's human nature. Why?
Why are you so into music?
Battle raps.
That's music.
Marcus, you ain't listening to battle rap.
Oh, man.
Came up in here, sprayed the AK.
Yes.
Today's your last day.
Yeah.
Those are colorful poets.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's not music.
It is the musicality.
Poetry and music are two different things.
I just dissed you. Oh.
That's conceited. I know who
I listened to 85 South at the beginning of the episode today. They were doing like a, I don't exactly know what was happening, but then the guy suddenly started breaking out in a, like a freestyle, and I was like, this is so much happening.
There's so much.
It was just a lot happening.
So much.
This is like the white cameraman. It's like, yeah. Why am I here?
Yeah. Honestly, I was like, I don't even know how I ended up listening to this podcast, but like literally the first 20 minutes, it was like they were roasting. At one point, I was like, are they friends? Is this, do they know this Melissa is here? I think they're going to fight. Are roasting.
It's all a performance.
She always gets nervous when people are roasting. I do. We get to hear his roast. She called us. Are people upset? Are they fighting?
This one,
like,
though.
Listen, we are standing in the parking lot drinking and laughing.
The man said, you over there acting like G-Unit. And I was like, that sounds so bad. I think they were supposed to edit this out, and they did it.
She said, oh, no.
But listen, it seemed like she grew up in a house that had a piano in the formal.
I definitely did. I was out here like
grand piano right there in the formal.
I was so confused. I was thoroughly convinced that they didn't mean to keep that in there. It should have been edited out. But anyways, yeah, Rachel, girl, run for the hills.
Rachel, oh, I know, was gonna say
when okay. Dr. Pepper when she was reading the notes. And she said,
that seems controlling.
I'm going to try not to be controlling. He said, well, that seems controlling.
He said, I'm going to check in on my wife morning, well, noon, and night. She said. She was like, huh, that sounds controlling. That's what that is.
He can't help it.
He can't.
He's like, yes, I want to control.
Dr. Pepper, don't play no games.
I don't think Rachel's honest with herself. I don't think they're honest with each other.
Nah.
Or themselves.
She was trying because to be honest.
Like, we see everything that they're doing. Right. And they constantly are like, we're sitting there watching. We're like, that's not what happened. We're like, why y'all saying everything is good? And I think she's just purposefully overlooking so many of the red flags that she has a problem with, but she's not willing to admit it or willing to, I don't know.
1,000%. That's a great point, Marcus.
Because the only thing they talk about is traveling.
That was the funniest
Angel, Marcus, Melissa. That girl said, I want to do every other year. Now, she moved it to every other year because
it was every year.
I want to go to Switzerland or Thailand. He said, we could go to San Antonio or Fredericksburg. She was like, that doesn't count.
Yeah, she's like, that is not our big year.
Fredericksburg?
Yeah, he was serious.
San Antonio? When you live in Houston? Together.
I want to go skiing. Flat she said, staff. We can
you
do that.
Go to the river walk?
That's not my big trip that
that's
I'm
not
doing,
my big
though.
Trip. No.
Now, we can go to Flagstaff, but that's not going to be our trip for the year, all right?
Like, it needs to be a 9 to 10 hour flight. Out of the country.
Why would
it
you purposely want to go to San Antonio?
Because she was like, this chick,
that's a trip that you have to take for work.
And listen, like, she was like, domestic is not a trip. If we're flying domestically.
Whoever was like, I want some coochie. Where you take me? Fredericksburg.
If the president talk about flights. If my president is their president, we ain't far enough.
Right, exactly. Right.
Man, exactly. You ain't said never true.
Hey, you on the death there. Where you want to go? San Antonio.
He's like,
I'm not going to fly out and land in the same season, all right? That's a trip.
He is like, I want to fly in the morning and land in the morning over there, but the next day.
He's like, Brett, you know I want to travel to North Virginia.
That is right.
That's what he
said.
Who
is choosing Northern Virginia? If you go to Virginia Beach.
If you go to North Virginia, that means you've been to everywhere throughout the Midwest and most of the South because it all looked the same. Trust me, I'm from there. Kentucky looked just like St. Louis, like Ohio,
the Midwest.
It's all the same. It's a bunch of trees and hills. Yeah. You in mountains that you can't see.
Yes. And pretty much.
And brick houses.
Yes. With shutters.
I want to go to Springfield, Illinois.
Chain link fences.
Mm-hmm. Presidents were born there.
But yeah, that's what I said. He's not.
He really looked at her like, huh, you really serious about this? And she looked at him like, you really serious about that?
Because he's not talking about flights. He's talking about road trips. Yes. Let's get in a vehicle.
He would drive an RV, which I'm not opposed to. I wouldn't actually take
it. I would go back and forth about that.
I would too.
It's hooking up the tank is where I draw the line.
Huh? The what?
Hooking up the tank. The septic tank.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Kev would need one with a two with
I
a second floor.
I would mind
floor.
An RV as long as we get to the city and then get out.
Kev need one that got a bridge height restriction. Like, we got to go around because it's too tall.
I love a good road trip, then also, but then I also want to get out.
When we get there, park that RV,
and we stay in a hotel.
Uber to the
Ritz.
I just really want to drive comfortably. Yeah. I'm not finna sleep in this. Yeah, I just want to be able to play.
I just get a trailer and put my car on the back.
There you go. Now I'm all in.
Yeah.
And we can head to Fredericksburg as a group.
Can you imagine, God, hey, y'all, where y'all want to drive to? San Antonio. Are you opening a salsa cannery?
Could you know how?
What are you doing? You know how quick, do you have a job for the Spurs? Why are you going
there? How quick
I have family in San Antonio.
You know how quick the National Guard would get caught on us if we all hopped out of an RV lit? Like, hold on, what's going on over here? It's loud over there.
San Antonio! Are you ready for the ball in the beautiful?
Better park in the Walmart parking lot.
Do y'all want a ball in the beautiful road trip?
They
to
absolutely
somewhere, to somewhere not it's glamorous.
Birthday. I'm not going on tour for the first half of the year.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm definitely
y'all,
not.
I said
going.
Yes to
we
these
should
dates.
Absolutely. No more home team. We should absolutely rent.
He said, no more home team.
No, we're all the home team.
Like, all right, the first half.
Kevin Hart will be like, come on tour. No, because they're going to be making cinnamon rolls.
The first half of the year, we won't. There won't be no home team. Hey, day number one of month six.
Oh, no, he's going to take us with him this time. He'll be like, you know who's going to be helping me on tour?
Nah, y'all stay home. My tour's starting in the Maldives. I'm doing a show in the hotel lobby.
That flight
will get grabbed so quick.
One night only for 3 minutes only in the Maldives, the St. Regis.
One night only.
I bomb. Hey, y'all, I just did this so the home team could be making cinnamon rolls. Hey, dating in the Maldives, right?
Right. What's this?
Thailand?
His home. Anyway. Flight, we gonna be on live, y'all. So we here. How you doing yours? He gonna be on the plane, mad.
Bring me another drink.
Can't make my eyes any smaller, or they'd be closed.
Oh, stop, Angel. Why am I snorting?
Yeah, that's a good laugh. We really should do that, though. I really do want to rent RV.
Okay,
and drive,
we can do it.
I am not sleeping in that.
No, I can come.
Just while it's moving. That's the only time you sleep. No, we can sleep.
I'll take a nap during
the day. We can sleep in it while we're traveling.
It has to be the first
night. While we're traveling.
It has to be the first night.
More confessionals of what we think is going to happen.
No.
Who's driving? Are we hiring a driver?
I'm driving.
I would drive.
I'm driving.
You would drive?
I only want to go because it's a massive vehicle.
Melissa,
the bigger the better.
Would drive. Melissa's the same person who got in the smallest U-Haul when we were moving her sister back from Texas to Washington and was sweating profusely, driving 27 miles per hour in a 50, 60 mile per hour thing. She's like, ooh, everything going so fast. I said, you going to get us killed by going, pull over. She's like, I can't shift lanes. Ooh.
Oh, Melissa's definitely driving.
Oh, this is gulp. Why are you saying gulp?
Melissa's definitely Marcus, driving.
She was having a nervous breakdown in the middle of Oklahoma after we had just drove 12 hours. She said, maybe I should drive the car. I'm getting lightheaded. Now you want to drive a bus?
I can't do it.
You gonna pee.
I'm driving. Look, you can.
Marcus, you can't drive the whole
listen,
time.
Listen, I'm not. All right, you can get a driver, but just know I'm driving too.
Oh, I am too.
All right.
Yeah,
I want to drive.
All right.
I want
to
drive.
You always want to try to hire somebody for something, man. Come on.
It ruins the fun.
Do you want me to drive?
We need the write off.
We need the write off. You want me to drive? It's gonna be brake slam central.
Kev gonna have everything in the RV on the front windshield, just slamming on the.
Who has soup back here? You know we can't.
I told you, no open liquids.
40 miles. Oh wow!
First of all,
so we're gonna have a driver that takes care of the tank. Mm-hmm. And whenever
two drivers.
Oh my!
No, we
hurts.
Just need one,
so they can go
Ooh,
tandem.
What you about to say?
I want Janelle to stay out my business.
Straight to San Antonio.
She said, "Didn't you crash the U-Haul in the McDonald's?"
She sure did.
You crashed.
Yes, you did. What? She hit the top of the.
You was one of them people.
You saw the clearance.
She hit the clearance.
It said 10 feet.
This is the problem. First of all, the clearance sign means nothing if you don't know how big your vehicle is.
This is irrelevant.
Right. This sign can't stop me. I can't read.
Rule number one, know how tall your shit is.
But listen, was halfway let me go backward. then drove over the cones to get out. They had blocked the thing off. Then skirt, not roll over all the cones. I said, well, hey.
She said, I'm going to see your canopy and take it with me.
Oh, my God.
My stomach hurts.
Oh, Melissa's definitely driving.
I gotta drive. I'm with
it. We got a speeding ticket.
On the in a U-Haul?
In a U-Haul with my car on the trailer.
Why can't you drive fast in a U-Haul?
We got to where we were going.
Oh, that's why you said we.
Got to where we were
Correction.
Going.
Correction. She got a speeding ticket.
I didn't know.
The whole time we was driving, I said, Angel.
I wasn't speeding, though.
Angel, my car is on the back. I know what I'm doing. Angel. Like Angel. Every time we stopped, I had to tighten up the straps. Because it just kept coming loose.
I wasn't,
I'm sorry, she wasn't speeding. She was in the carpool lane.
Yeah.
With a U-Haul pulling a car.
To go 50, over 55.
She was doing over 55.
I was doing 65, which was the speed limit.
Yeah, well, the speed limit, if it ain't for
I
your
I was trying
car,
to figure out how
you're pulling.
Well, no, I didn't realize that when you tow something, you can't go over 55.
Got it.
Oh, period.
Period.
Okay.
But the speed limit was 65.
Okay, I understand.
This ain't straight roads, though. We on bridges.
Oh, I don't
curved
do bridges.
Bridges.
I don't do bridges.
Whipping that hope.
Getting us where we drove cross country.
It was
Come
number
on.
God. They kept my car on that trailer.
Yeah, listen.
For number God.
Yeah, come
God
on. I know the God I serve.
No. God was like, hey, man, this hurricane got to go.
God
Let me
is
make
made
sure
strong in your weakness.
Because had he been driving going that fast, he would have gotten away with it because he would have had his Kentucky license. What didn't help is that we actually had, because he was studying for his California license, we had the booklet beside us.
Studying?
Because you got to take the full tire test. You have to know the laws.
You sure do.
Yes, so I couldn't even be like, really I didn't know. That. I mean, the pamphlet was sitting right beside me.
I hadn't got to that part yet.
But I was going with the printed speed limit was, I just didn't know that the vehicle I was in was not allowed to go that speed.
Oh, my stomach.
You know how if you pull in like a trailer or something?
Yeah.
For the old,
I didn't know you had to go 10 miles under.
If you go over like something rough, how the truck will bounce. It would always bounce 3 or 4 extra times because my car, that's how I knew we was going too fast.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You didn't hear that, Angel?
But the car made it.
That's Angel's whole thing.
The car
shocks
made it.
The
shocks
is gone.
It was
the whole alignment is off. It's here, though.
It's here.
Was it in Kentucky before?
And it's got 4 times. 3 of them are still on the trailer.
All
right,
that's
we
all that
here.
Matters.
Is it where we're supposed to be?
All Come right, on, then. Amen.
Now go in there and take the alignment into the Pep Boys.
Road trip.
I'm with it.
Back to it.
Anything else on Rachel and Jose, even though we didn't really talk about them? Because they got
nothing to talk about.
Look, they try to stick to it. They shouldn't. They need to part ways.
All right. Let's talk about Mirla and Gil.
It ain't an ad?
Oh, maybe.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about how I feel like a lot of these people need therapy after this because some of them have been used and abused so bad that this is trauma. And let me tell you, BetterHelp is a sponsor of this episode, and they want to sponsor your happiness. They want to sponsor you reaching your goals. And BetterHelp will assist you in your needs and match you with a licensed therapist, professional licensed therapist. You can start communicating under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online. And there's a broad range of expertise available, which might not be locally available, and the services worldwide. The services are available like basically 24/7 because you can send a message anytime to your therapist and get timely and thoughtful responses, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you don't have to wait in an uncomfortable waiting room like with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating therapeutic matches, so great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's also more affordable than offline therapy, and there's financial aid available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. You can see all their reviews on their website at betterhelp.com/review. Don't you do it. Visit betterhelp.com/TBTB. That's BetterHelp. And join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. A special offer for the Bald and the Beautiful listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
You realize anytime you say slash something, I'm going to repeat it. And every week she says slash review, I'll be like,
reviews. I'll be like, you shut up.
Mirla and Gil.
Broke boys don't get no coochie. I know that's right.
Big bad. But
that's Gil.
I don't. He keeps harping on her life. And yeah. As if,
I honestly don't think it's him. I honestly think a lot. all of it's not him.
Well, no, no, no. I finally figured out what it was when he was talking to his mama.
Me too.
Yeah. Then I said, okay.
He starts speaking that Spanish. He starts telling that truth.
Yes. He's like, I can't pay the bills. I'll be broke.
There you go.
No, he said he'll pay the bills, but he can't do nothing else.
Right. He said she wants me to pay the bills.
Yeah.
I can't afford to do that because I'll be broke. She make twice as much as me.
Yep.
She gonna have to. It's only fair for her to have to pay some of the bills.
That's what it came down to.
That's what it came down to.
I don't want to be with someone who wants the finer thing in his life. But why is it wrong for her to not want to be with somebody who wants the regular things in life?
Exactly.
Why do you think only your way makes sense, but she should be, well, I don't care. I'm not driven by that. Like, that make you better than her. Right. She's driven by it and she succeeds.
He was like, I need to know that I can't be with someone who can't have joy in the small things. She's not saying that she can't, but she's also saying she likes her joy in the big things.
And she is winning. This woman ain't ask you for nothing.
Well, apparently she might be asking him to pay the bills.
However, I do like how well they communicate. Because when he would say something, she would be like, okay, I understand what you're saying. However, this is the way I meant it.
Yeah.
Or this is how I feel about it.
Go ahead.
He was like, I grew up with nothing, and that's why things don't matter to me. She was like, I grew up with nothing, and I don't ever want to live like that again.
Right.
That's why I work hard.
Yeah, he said, it seems like you're forgetting about that person. She was like, no. That person reminds me of where I came from every day. That's what drives me. That's why I keep pushing. Which is a good point.
The other thing,
I ain't staying in the Motel 6 no more.
Shut up, let her talk.
No, man, I'm going to talk more.
What I was going to say is what irritates me about Gil and his approach is that he's coming from a place of, like, moral high ground.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's as if he's trying to, like, shun her and educate her on, like, how to be this better person because I enjoy the broke things in life. Nigga, she can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
She can remember where she came from and still want Louis Vuittons and a Gucci and whatever else she wants because she can afford it. And this was my other thing. I was like, finally, Mirla, thank you for showing up the way that you did. She was like, I want a man that's established in his career. I'm dating this dude. It's like we're in our 20s. He been in this job for 3 months.
Right.
Like,
that was really surprising. People who are firemen usually, at that age, they usually been firemen for a long time.
She's been taking all of his shots.
You just like
She's
fire?
Been taking all of his shots all season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And finally, I'm like, good for you. Like, do you have to emasculate him? No. But if you're going to keep coming at me, I'm the one with the savings account.
Right. He always approaches you. You think you're better than me because y'all have money. And she like, you think you're better than me because you don't want my stuff.
But that's the one thing that I noticed. I was like, because he be having his complaints. But I was like, she hasn't complained about you.
Mm-mm. She at hasn't.
All. As much as you call her negative Nelly, and she does complain about situations, but she has at least in front of the camera done a really good job at not tearing you down and not making people feel like they need to view you in any other way but her husband.
Right. Yep.
And I was like, but every time he get on the camera,
he's projecting.
Let me tell you how you make me feel when you say this, when you do that. And I'm like, sir.
Today I was like, all right, enough.
Right.
Because for one quick second, I was wondering what she had been saying because he was like, it's like you belittle people that don't have what you have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what exactly should she be saying? However, when he kept talking, I was like, nah, I think that's some of his insecurities of, like, once you see that check, you know, it's like that Martin and Gina thing. It's like, how much more do you make, you know, 1-0, 2-0s? He's like, add one, you know? It's
like, I mean, maybe in pillow talk, like, Mila seemed like she can roast somebody real good when they ain't paying attention. Mm-hmm. So that might be what he's referring to. She might be like, oh, look at her shoes. Mm-hmm. She's probably real good with one of those type of things. But
not a white refrigerator.
That's exactly how I believe Mila is.
Yes.
Not a white refrigerator.
I am sure she got that part, honestly, but I really do hate how much he has allowed them to get footage of him complaining about her.
Yeah.
If she is doing it to camera, they're not putting any of it in other than the one statement she said today.
Yep. I was actually happy for her. I'm not going to lie. Because I'm so, I think this is the dumbest thing for them to be talking
and
about.
And that's why, because it's really the only thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she was like, this is one, even she said it, this is one thing, but it's a really big thing. But that's why it's, a lot of this seems like the producers to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like they, she's shown a lot of progress.
No, she yet. Has her, the fact that she wants a dog, she be taking hype on walks.
Yeah.
Like she was like,
has he shown the same amount to, towards what? Her? Progress? I guess he showed a lot of patience, but
he has shown a lot of insecurity.
He showed a lot of patience too. But like that's her biggest. That's her biggest thing with him is like he's very patient with me because I can be difficult.
But that should be a given. If you're married to somebody,
but she was a little more than a given.
I mean, yes and no. It's just like you can't force. You can't force someone to be intimate with you.
Right.
This is not a. I'm being patient for her to say hello.
Right.
This is. I am not about to force myself on this woman in any type of sexual way.
No, so I'm saying that, patience is in like the way she complains about all the little stuff, like complaining about
with her
in general. Like he's shown
when
like
she was.
Yeah, she's been appreciative of the way that she can be. He's been very patient with
well,
that.
Well, no, the thing is that no, he's been complaining about it the entire time.
That's a great point. He has been, complained about
he's
it.
He's been complaining about
it. He might not have been upset,
it.
But he absolutely, yeah. he has brought it up to where I was like, okay.
Enough.
Yeah, so like the patience to get in her draws, I'm not going to commend him for it.
No, I wasn't talking about that.
Yeah, but no. I don't feel like he has.
I ain't talking about sex with them at all. None of the couples.
Unless you have any.
I feel like ain't nobody have no sex.
I mean, should they?
I mean, Rachel and Jose might be doing it.
But don't nobody care. Everybody's just, it's such an awful group of this season.
But, divorced that first time.
Yeah. But yeah, nice. I don't know how much he has. I know she cherishes his patience, and I know she does cherish the fact that I don't think she ever felt pressured to give more intimately than what she was comfortable with.
Yep.
So I'm not trying to knock that. That is a nice. But I don't know what else he's done that has been like, look at how he is really trying to bend and make things work. Like, he's like, she'll never change her lifestyle for anybody. It don't look like you want or to what, either.
Exactly.
You said this dog is coming?
Right.
Yeah.
I want us to live in on the bottom level apartment that I can afford to pay bills in? Yeah. So, anyway.
Anyway, I ain't feeding into the production's wrenches that they throwing. I think they're going
to
be fine.
Oh, I forgot to ask this. We already did the other two, which I think were apparent. Ryan and Brett, everybody know.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Then who else did we talk about next?
Jose and Rachel. Jose. They should.
Okay, so let's actually do them. Do your prediction on decision day. Rachel and Jose, is a no for you? I actually think they might say yes.
No, but I mean,
I think it's dumb for them to say yes.
Oh, they're definitely saying
but
yes.
But I think Rachel going to say yes.
Rachel don't say you think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she going to say yes.
I think so, too.
The fact she stayed after that argument, she ain't going nowhere.
I don't think they're going
to
last long.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think she going to say yes.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous that they will say yes.
Yeah. Okay, now Mirla and Gil.
Yes. They're the only ones I think are going to make it. You think no?
I don't know. I'm going to tell you why. Last week, I was like, y'all, I feel like it's a bigger issue for Mirla than she's letting on.
Yep.
This week, I was like, I think it is a bigger issue than she's letting on. I think if, I don't know, because you don't be knowing what be happening in the background. Because like, if it is really the producers and it's not really Gil, then they can make it.
Mm-hmm.
But so I feel like as much as he said it seemed like
because I told
really
myself yes, and then I told myself no.
It's a yes. The reason why it's a yes for me is in that preview when he said they consummated. She's not
that's
gonna say no.
Right.
She gave him the booty because she's saying yes.
Okay, I'm talking about that high rise. Here go that coochie.
Okay,
you
I agree
know
with
what
that.
High rise? I do like views.
Okay, I agree with that.
Yeah,
I say yes, and again, it's like every time they bring up these topics. It's that setting of, okay, you all sit over here, and this is what you need to talk about.
Yes.
And that's when all this starts coming back up. Okay. Even if it is a problem, like, even if he does have some insecurities of seeing that check that she brings in, it's just like, but they're like, but what about this? We'll talk about, how does that make you feel?
Yeah.
And it's always that, okay, so this is what all the couples need to talk about, but you all talk about this.
Manufactured is what it feels like.
That's exactly.
Yeah,
it was. One word summed up all the bullshit that I just said.
I was like, perfect. What? I was literally listening. I'm like, producers, enough.
Yeah, but that's why I definitely think it's a yes. I think they're going to be perfectly fine long after the yes, unlike Jose and Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rachel and Jose ain't cool. But this is my thing. It better be the producers. I really hope that it is not really Gil that is this insecure. mm-hmm. with this woman making more money than him. If it is the producers,
even if he does have insecurities, I doubt it's this much.
This much.
Listen, on one of them unfiltered, he had on Gucci shoes.
He sure did. That's a touch of Mirla.
Mirla was like, "You gonna get on this show and you gonna show
him." No, he said he admitted that he's got like some high end Gucci's and Prada shoes and stuff. He said, "But I'm not buying it every week." He said at the very beginning. He said he's got.
But she's gonna be the one buying it.
Well, she says she don't buy them that much. She only goes shopping twice a year, I think she said.
So she goes shopping for shoes three times, apparently. Three times a year.
Shut up, Kevin.
The thing is, she clearly budgets, though. Yeah. If she got it down like that.
She's doing fine.
Listen, if she can afford to keep her lashes done, she fine.
He gonna make his way up through the.
I want her to do something different with her hair, though. I think you should cut them, maybe trim them ends just a little bit on the bottom.
See, can you do something with that?
Just trim it off. Also, Mirla, whoever did your eyeshadow for...
Oh, my God.
They did you wrong.
It looked like she got gangrene about the eye.
Send me their Yelp information, and I will do the review for you.
They took their thumb and did like, yes.
They sure did. Did it in the inside, and the color wasn't flattering against your skin. Well, you know she don't
want
nobody to do her makeup.
Maybe she did it. Because remember she was like, I don't want my makeup. Remember she don't be wearing makeup?
She don't.
She said, I don't be wearing makeup.
Mirla, if you did that yourself,
the fire fact yourself. That y'all can hear her and we can barely hear her.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, man, I be needed to work out as well. You know, so many times I be just frustrated with myself because I work out and eat right. And then the next day I eat wrong. And I'm like, Kevin, man, get it together. You were doing so well. And then I feel sad about myself. And luckily for me, guys, Noom, they don't make me feel bad about myself. Yeah, I've been having a great week so far. But tonight I'm going to the movies. And you know when you go to the movies, I'm not going to go in there and eat a kale sandwich. I mean, popcorn, candy, nachos, and cheesesteaks. Because we're going to the movie grill that sells the dinner and the alcoholic beverages. But tomorrow, because of Noom, I'll be right back on track. Oh, yeah. Look, instead of setting a strict... set of rules, Noom weight. Instead of setting a strict set of rules, Noom empowers you with the practical knowledge to build a smarter, more sustainable habits and behaviors. Using a cognitive behavioral approach, you'll focus on why instead of what to change your relationship with eating. Everybody's journey is different. Noom believes about progress, not perfection. I started working out pretty consistently again in October after taking most of the year off. Because my leg was hurting for a little bit. But this October, it really was, Marcus. I hurt my leg, hurt my back too.
I'm sorry.
I was like, my back hurt in June. I'll start back in October. And then I did. But Noom won't tell me what I can or can't eat because we don't believe in good or bad foods. Instead, we'll give you a knowledge and wisdom to help make informed choices that fit your lifestyle. An off day like tonight, planned off day, totally okay. And it won't set me off course because Noom gently helps get you back on track. A nudge, if you will. Noom only asks for 10 minutes of your day to teach you about your eating habits and check in on your progress. Now listen to this. More than 75% of Noomers complete the program. 60% of users lose 5% or more body weight by 16 weeks. And more than 60% of users engage with the program to keep the weight off for a year or more. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
Noom said that. All right. My goal is by 40 to be in the best shape of my life. That's why I'm taking my time and starting now so I can plan to be off track and on track. I'm 38. I got about a year and a half. And with Noom, that's perfect in time. I don't need to be as fit as Marcus or look like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I just look the best that me, Kevin, can look. All right, start building better habits for healthier and long-term results. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. All right. Start building better habits. Okay. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.slash. Hold on. Start building better habits. Hold on. Is this live? Okay.
Start
Building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's Noom.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Noom.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
/.
So the thing about Johnny and Bao, listen, they're not, they don't love each other.
Okay, all right.
No, we were talking about Marilyn Gill. We were wrapping him up.
Okay, my prediction is they ain't gonna make it. No, I believe they're gonna make it. I'll take it back. Really? They're gonna make it.
Oh, you changed it?
Yeah, I changed it.
They're gonna make it, guys.
They're gonna be all right. They're gonna be on the 10 seasons from now on the table talking about who ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, listen, you were chopping it up like that. You said,
wipe your nose. All right.
Oh, it took me out.
That was hilarious. No. Okay, Bao and Johnny.
Why are they? Oh, this is annoying as
this is the
shit.
One. This is the one where the producers were really on my nerves.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For real.
Johnny trying to act like he has an inkling of a care.
Hold up,
to be married to her.
He said, "I have the smallest, tiniest, smallest little voice." He just said, "It's his penis."
Is his little penis talking to
his
him?
His friends again. Mm-hmm. His friends were like, "Fam, I mean, did you even?"
But what's more annoying about any of this is Bao still sticking in there.
Man.
I'm like, are you serious?
She was cracking me up saying, listen, if we don't get together, it's over.
Actually, right. Though, she was the only one that made sense.
Exactly.
She was the only one.
Right.
Zakayla, their whole group.
Michaela.
Yes. Zakayla.
That's what they called
put
them.
Put them together.
Oh, Zakayla. Zach and Michaela.
Their whole group of like, his plan is the stupidest
dumb
thing. Oh, yeah.
And Bao was like, let me, yeah. If this is not
if
clear.
If it ain't going to work on this day, then it ain't going to work after that.
Yeah. I could.
Right. I'd be like, this should be a foregone conclusion.
Yes. And then she flips it and does a 180. It's like, I could.
Oh, she was making the dumbest faces.
Yes.
Like, why could you see this? The only person,
I have to think about.
Other than Brett, nobody should be saying no harder and louder than Bao.
Why? She really other was on here like, I haven't seen anything that means that what did she say? I haven't seen anything that seems like a hard and fast no. Girl, have you been
in
your body when he said that stuff about you?
I'd rather be married to anyone but you.
Anyone else. How
attractive.
Dare you?
Huh? I'm not really into you.
He
is pissed all over you, girl. Yeah. Like, and she's like, I can see this working. Really?
You work out 15 years ago, so why do you think it's going to work now?
Man.
He said everything. It's a no.
She says no. I hope they say it again.
Everybody else that was like, it could be no on decision day and maybe a yes in the future.
The only thing it could be is yes on decision day and it doesn't work out.
Correct.
Anything else is, Zach's, I know we're not going to him. I was like, bro, shut up.
That is Mr. Mixed Signals.
That's exactly.
I was like, you can't do that.
Yeah, I agree.
You cannot divorce someone and be like, but let's work
let's
on
make
us.
Work
I decision day for me means I wasn't happy for the last 8 weeks, but I could possibly be happy now that I'm divorced.
No, you're telling her you're saying no right now because you weren't happy for the 8 weeks. Right. If that's what yes means, then that means it's a no.
Yeah, we ain't on them. Yeah, that's what I mean.
I was very frustrated.
Last thing you need to do is.
I wanted the episode to be over because they were all getting on my nerves.
Mine too.
That whole dinner, I was like, everybody shut up talking to me.
Everybody.
Okay? Everybody shut up talking to me. Everybody shut up.
All of you.
I don't want to hear nothing else from nobody. And y'all lucky I have to review this show or I would have been throwing my
dog. Was yelling at the TV, poking it.
Marcus, shut up. I was so. Everybody go to bed.
Yes.
Shut up and go to bed. And
Michaela trying to defend the craziness of Zach to Bao, who's the only one making sense, was also dumb.
Right.
You're going to try to show your couple them. Respectfully, Bao. I understand what Zachary is saying. No, you don't. Because he's dumb. You're dumb. All 10 of y'all are dumb.
Just
this
dumb.
Whole show is not dumb. Because we like y'all. Y'all should come back here on the show. But this season, specifically. Dumb.
I know she doing all that. Just I too had a reaction to when he described, but I now understand. And when he tells me no on the couch, I am going to lose it and I'm going to kick over everything.
Literally.
I'm going to push Dr. Pepper out of her chair. I'm going to kick Dr. Viviana in her neck.
They better bring the cheapest cameras they can find.
Oh, yeah, something's getting broke.
This episode reminds me when Clubhouse started getting on my nerves. I was like, everybody just shut up in here. Matter of fact, I'm done with this app.
Yes.
This is what I wanted to do to Married at First Sight. I want to swipe up.
Swipe left.
I don't want to just go out. I want the swipe app left. To go away.
Yeah,
but I think it's absolutely ridiculous that Bao is still holding on to what little hope is not there.
Like, this man ain't going to love
you. He don't like you like that. Curtis is supposed to love me.
Curtis,
he's like, I've learned so much about myself. Really, have you though?
Have you?
She's gonna burn him like she was doing them Barbie dolls if they stay together. So she needs to let him go.
She actually needs better help.
It's ridiculous.
Yes, she does.
Okay, what are your predictions? Are they staying together? Who are we talking about again?
Johnny Bowers.
Yes, yeah, enough of me.
Nah.
Just text them. I'm not going to go to the decision day. No. Read this.
That's about all that they're worth at this
point.
That's
it.
Yeah.
They're going to sit up there and do the slow push-in and the music. Just
you know
get
what
it over
really,
with.
You know what truly grinds my gears?
Come on, baby.
What's that, Mark?
Is every episode. This is old punk-ass Johnny. Got a lot to think about.
He said that so many times in this episode.
He's got a lot to think about.
He needs to think about what he's going to do when that ball patch gets wider. Are you going to comb it
gonna
over?
Comb it over.
You going to do bald
Asian
man?
From right to left.
Yeah. Have any bald Asian man?
That's not a look that they usually embrace.
They keep it.
Joe Coy shaved his head. Yeah, he said, I didn't want to look like a
he's
dick.
He's one of the few.
Joe Coy be killing it.
Yeah, as soon as I got the small inkling of Miss Hairline,
we
be a
hat. But niggas be looking good bald. We probably the best.
Oh, the best to do it. Yeah.
I concur. White men, when they go bald.
Niggas and monks.
I can't go for that.
Niggas and Larry David, he has the bald with the no top, long side.
He got the bald mullet.
That's wild.
Yeah. No party
this
at the time.
He's bald headed with long hair.
No business at the time.
No business.
The party. Unemployment at the top and party in the back. That's
what
that
got.
Is.
That's
John
exactly
Travolta
what
did
he
a
got.
Good ball look.
No,
he
his head too big.
Looks weird.
But he worked for the movie.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
you,
but it's his
a
real
weird
life.
Person, though.
He just looks like he commits crimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't trust you.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, you murdered somebody. I'm
it's
a fan.
It's because the bald. Mm-hmm. If he had hair, he'd be less.
Yeah. He's weird.
Less killer.
Weird looking.
Take your face.
All right, last couple, Michaela and Zach.
Let me tell you something. Oh. If you think you're going to embarrass me on national television by telling me that you want to divorce me and think that I'm going to behave and kick it with you afterwards.
You see what she do in private.
I can't go
for that. Why would you? Why?
What? Like, why? You are glutton for this punishment. I would be like, yeah, we're going to stay together. And once they took away all the cameras and stuff, I would like, don't call me no more. My attorney will call you.
And what's crazy is it's like there's no explanation of why y'all split. It's just like, no, but we're going to keep working on this.
That's
it's
stupid. And actually,
it makes no sense.
At this point, Zach, you do have everything you need that you shouldn't be with Michaela. Mm-hmm. So the idea of the cameras won't be there, so then we can act crazy with no one watching is dumb.
She going to go even harder.
Yes.
Yeah. There's no camera there. She did all that with fully aware of a whole production crew. Yeah.
She did admit to like flipping out though. She did say that this episode.
She did.
I can't. Yeah, no, because she did lie the episode before now. But that's the that is the thing. His sister said Zach needs to figure out what he needs to have a conversation with himself. And figure out what he wants.
Yeah.
Self work.
Yes.
Because it is like
it needs to be no regardless.
Yes.
Especially if he's saying this is the deal breaker, because that's his whole thing. Love, she's the best, the greatest, and everything. But if you are legitimately saying this is a deal breaker, then break the deal. Quit with this flip flop, wishy washy. Because if not, it's going. If she gets better, which I believe she could, it's going to take time.
Absolutely. It's
going to
take a lot more than what he has to give.
She's going to be throwing tantrums for at least a solid year.
At least,
and that is with weekly therapy. And then they'll start to fade in year two. So if you ain't got that in
here. He couldn't take it for 6 weeks. Take it for 2 weeks.
Well, you're right.
You're right, Marcus.
Well, it's breaking down.
This is my problem, is that every week you can decide who you want to hate more.
Yeah.
The last couple weeks, this really has been Michaela. But then when he's leading her on.
Uh-huh.
And having these, like she was like, you want to go eat? Mm-hmm. You knew you were done at that point.
Right.
You knew you
she
were done.
She tried not
at that
to laugh. Why?
Yes.
Everybody get off my phone.
That's how I felt. Get off my phone.
Worse up.
Because all y'all are on my nervous system. This is dumb. There's no way y'all should work. No reason y'all should work. Just be done. My answer for them is no.
No for me, Kevin.
They going to say yes.
They dumb so dumb. They probably will.
Nah, they dumb so no.
Dumb. The only this is
it's
the
a
thing.
No for me.
If they say no, what Zach is going to do? Here's my prediction. If it's a no, Zach is going to build her up. so much before he lets her down.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be like, you're so wonderful. She's the best. As he was saying,
she's an incredible
thing.
Girl.
She, other than my mother, I don't know anyone that I think of as wonderful as her or love more. But I can't imagine my life without you.
But I'm going to have to.
But I want to divorce you.
Right.
I want you still in my life, but I don't want you to be.
I didn't marry my mom.
Mixed signal type of foolishness nonsense that actually makes Zach a F-boy that doesn't realize it.
Yeah.
The most dangerous kind.
Yeah, that is the most dangerous kind. When you just said that, though, it reminded me really quick of Bao being like, I haven't always been the best in other relationships. Bao, what Heather said that was true?
You mean Sarah?
Sarah. Right.
Well, I told you
she
last
said
week
that
when
was true.
She
just said why you told
she
him
did,
that.
But
when she didn't defend it, I was like, no. Yeah. You got to say, or were you not here when we were talking
about
it?
Yeah, no, but you did. I remember.
Yeah. I was like, because
she didn't. She didn't like. She was just like that was that was in the past. Yeah, I did it, but that was in the past.
I'm like,
yeah.
If they said Angel shoots all of her boyfriends, I'd be like, no, I didn't.
Yes.
She was just like.
Men with hoes gonna be like, nigga.
Sarah said something that was true.
She did. Sarah, I remember her. She was mad at Sarah for having the conversation.
Yeah,
she
that's
was
like that why would you not do that? A good best friend of her. Yeah. She was like, I'm gonna tear her down. Mm-hmm. Sarah did. Sarah burnt up like them Barbie dolls. Mm-hmm. She was burning in
the
front
of
the
friend today was just like, why would she do that?
Yes.
Oh. Mm.
All right. Anything else on these folks?
No.
No.
Is that all of them?
Yeah, that was an hour too.
Perfect.
Tight hour.
Child, we laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed.
Yeah, we mostly had the episode and like the RV conversation.
Thank you guys so much for watching today's episode. Bye.
We about to do the bonus stage crew. See y'all there. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.